It is time to check in. Let's find out what our local Republican Party feels about our midterm elections. The chairwoman of the Sonoma County GOP, Edelweiss Geary, is here. Good morning, Edelweiss.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm fine. Just fine.
Your overall view of let's go national election first.
Ultimately, given that it's a midterm, probably did well, held the Senate, added to the Senate, and didn't lose as much in the House as has been lost in other midterms. Obviously disappointing to lose in the House, but, you know, we will deal with it.
What do you think the opportunity is, and will it be exercised, Edelweiss, by the GOP to get in, and the Democrats, to get in there and work together for a change?
That would be wonderful. I don't know what the opportunities are. I know Donald Trump likes to, he negotiates. He negotiates with people that he doesn't always agree with. So that's a definite possibility. You have some people who are in the House who are now being committee chairs that are already coming out with all the things they're going to do to make life miserable for him and, I suppose, a lot of Republicans. So I don't know what will happen with that.
You must be thrilled that probably Nancy Pelosi will be back with the gavel in her hand.
Well, thrilled is an interesting term. It's going to be more interesting to watch Maxine Waters.
Yes, who will be the head of the finance committee.
She's going to get even with the banks. So this is very, this will be interesting to see what happens with her.
Yeah, that is definitely an interesting sidebar that we haven't spent a lot of time talking about. Maxine Waters will become the head of the Finance Committee, and so, yes, she will be at the helm of investigating banks and lots of other things, too. What about the local election, Edelweiss? How do you Republicans feel about the outcome here? Anything surprise you?
Well, I'm still not sure if the district where Dorothy Beatty and Victoria Fleming are
running? Yes, District 4, yes.
Has that been decided?
No, it has not. It's they're separated by about 150 votes right now, and according to the Registrar of Voters just moments ago, it could take days or even a few weeks to get that all cleared up.
Okay. Yeah, that's going to be interesting. It looks like Jeff Cundy is going to win.
Yes.
And I did not see what happened on the Rincon Valley School Board.
That I don't have at my fingertips, but I know it's at KSRO.com. I'll have to check into that. And that is among the other local school and school board issues that we've got covered at KSRO.com. And so what's next for the local Republican Party moving forward?
Continuing to build the party and strengthen the workers here, getting the message out. We did pretty good on getting a message out this last time around, so we'll keep working on that.
Is the Republican Party growing in Sonoma County?
You know, I see different numbers all the time. I'm not sure. It looks a little bit like may have lost a little bit. Of course, what's happening that nobody really wants to talk about is that our middle class, many of whom are Republicans, are leaving. And I have good friends here who have been on my committee, and they are going to Idaho. And talked to somebody last night, they're thinking of Wyoming. So we have a lot of people that are leaving the state.
Yep, pretty tough to live here, pretty expensive to live here. Well, Edelweiss, thanks for checking in with us this morning and giving us the GOP perspective of last night's election. Appreciate that.
Okay, my
pleasure. That is Edelweiss Geary. She is the head of Sonoma County GOP.